Welcome to The Dashboard, your source for education in the premix category. I'm Nicole Zelski with Longgrove Pharmaceuticals. Our goal is simple, to help you stay ahead of the curve on industry trends and topics. I've got here today Chris Fortier, one of our pharmacy advisory board members, here to talk about our premix portfolio. Chris, can you tell me why an organization would choose a premix product?
So it's been surprising to me that not a lot of people know that commercial premix products are actually the recommended first-line therapy when buying products on the market, rather than prepared in the pharmacy. The organizations that support this are the Center for Medicaid and Medicaid Services, the Institute for Safe Medication Practices, the Joint Commission, the American Society of Health System Pharmacists, and there's even been IV consensus conferences with leaders and regulatory leaders from across the country that all support the fact that when available, commercial premix products should be the first line choice.
Can you tell me about the safety benefits of a premix product?
Sure. I think there are two things for me that stand out. Number one, obviously, with a premix product, that doesn't require any compounding or manipulation. And so any risk associated with that process really is removed out of that. And I was involved in a study a number of years ago that looked at premix products and showed basically that it reduced system vulnerabilities, which in turn, to me, shows that it is an improved and safer product in the market. The other thing that I would say is from a labeling standpoint, when we think about just a black and white label that the pharmacy throws on an IV bag, obviously a commercial premix product is much, much different. And unfortunately, we've had a lot of situations where we have lookalike drugs that we have stories where patients have gotten the wrong drug or the wrong dose. And there's been a big investment around labeling and ensuring all the different aspects from healthcare providers looking at it to non-healthcare providers saying, well, we got to think about this or about that. And really working on the human factor that relates to the safety and selection of that drug.
How about the operational benefit of using a premix?
Sure. I think there's a couple benefits. The first one being just the expiration of the product. Most pharmacies can put 12, 24 hours expiration. Some other products in the market may have 90 days. Having 24-month expiration allows you just to sort of put that product up at the bedside and not really worry about it. It also reduces waste in terms of having to have product expire and sort of having drug waste with that. The second piece I would say is the labor issue that we're having, specifically pharmacy technicians. Taking on more products all the time in the pharmacy, it just is never ending, unfortunately. And this is just an easy way to take one product that is in high volume and put into, be able to put on the floor at the bedside, right where the patient and the provider needs it. Being that some of these drugs are really critical in terms of the nature of when they need to be given. And the last piece I would say operationally is just alternative locations, the ED, the OR, offsite clinics. The fact that there's not a lot of pharmacy oversight in those locations and you can have a nice way to store a premixed product and have the safety aspects that go along with it just really give people a lot of peace of mind.
Great reasons, Chris. And for those reasons, Longgrove is dedicated to making products safer for patients.